Young Iggy Peck is an architect and has been since he was 2, when he built a great tower in only an hour with nothing but nappies and glue. "Good gracious, Ignatius," his mother exclaimed. "That's the coolest thing I've ever seen." But her smile faded fast as a light wind blew past, and she realised those nappies weren't clean. "Ignatius, my son, what on earth have you done? That's disgusting and nasty. It stinks." But Iggy was gone. He was out on the lawn using dirt clods to build a great sphinx. When Iggy was 3, his parents could see his unusual passion would stay. He built churches and chapels from peaches and apples and temples from modelling clay. At dinner one night, to his father's delight, Iggy got a bright gleam in his eye and out on the porch built the St. Louis Arch from pancakes and coconut pie. Dear Ig had it made until second grade, when his teacher was Miss Lila Greer. On the very first day, she had this to say: "We do not talk of buildings in here. Gothic or Romanesque, I couldn't care less about buildings, ancient or new." She said in her lecture about architecture that it had no place in grade 2. That might seem severe, but she was sincere, for when she was no more than 7, she'd had a great fright at a dizzying height in a building so tall it scraped heaven. On an architect's tour of the 95th floor, young Lila got lost from the group. She was found 2 days later in a stuck elevator, eating cheese with a French circus troupe.